AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says talks will continue today at the White House to try to raise the nation's debt limit. The country is at risk of default next week.
It is not my fault that the president would not meet with me for 97 days. I'm sorry, but the moment he was willing to meet with me, I've been there each and every day. And I firmly believe we will get and solve this problem.
The political standoff is edging the country closer to a crisis, roiling financial markets and threatening the global economy. A U.S. official says the Navy is going to send the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier strike group to Guam to assist in typhoon recovery in the U.S. territory. Guam is being hit with heavy rain, powerful winds, and a dangerous storm surge, and power is knocked out to many communities. A man got stuck waist-deep in mudflats in Alaska and drowned.
Christy Peterson with the Hope Sunrise Volunteer Fire Department, who was one of the rescuers, says Alaska can be amazing and beautiful, but
you have to remember that it's Mother Nature. And she has no mercy.
20-year-old Zachary Porter from Illinois was walking on tidal mudflats with friends in a remote area Sunday when it happened.
It can suck you down. It looks like it's solid, but it's not. And once the tide starts to come in, it gets wet from the bottom and can loosen up, which then creates a vacuum.
It's claimed at least three other lives and many more have been rescued. I'm Julie Walker.
A student was taken into custody in the shooting death of another student early today, just outside a school in Pittsburgh, shortly before classes were supposed to start. Oliver Citywide Academy is a full-time special education center serving grades 3 to 12. It wasn't immediately clear what prompted the shooting in Pittsburgh. A judge denied bond for former Alabama basketball player Darius Miles, who's facing a capital murder charge related to a fatal shooting near campus. This is AP News. China is defending its ban on products in some systems from U.S. chipmaker Micron Technology.
The dispute adds to strains over technology and security, a China foreign ministry spokesperson saying the security review of Micron products was conducted in accordance with the law, adding the products have unspecified security risks, but gave no details. That came after Washington, Japan, and the Netherlands blocked Chinese access to technology to make advanced processor chips on security grounds at a time when the ruling Communist Party is threatening to attack Taiwan and is more assertive towards its other Asian neighbors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sophie, the Duchess of Edinburgh, expressed her condolences after the death of an 81-year-old woman who was struck by a motorcycle that was part of the UK Royal Police escort. The woman was struck at a West London intersection 2 weeks ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.